then another voice gets a statement.
Happy Christmas.
Stephen did. It was lovely.
Oh, good.
And I
good.
And it flowed.
What good. Lovely. That's lovely.
And he gave a lovely little short talk. And then he read a reading at the end. Perhaps you might have heard of it. I don't know who it's from. It was called The Skin.
Happy Christmas.
No, it made you think, though, what skin is. How skin and God was in all his glory in heaven. He was frightened. Yes, he was frightened of people, so he decided to send his son down in skin, like us.
All right.
Yeah, without the glory. And then we have the skin that was pierced with nails and the water when it on his brow, because God had never experienced skin. Because he's holy.
Interesting.
Sorry,
I just need to ask her. Anne, it's your great grandson, isn't it? And what's his name?
Dylan.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go and write that down now, excuse me, so I can mention him. Jill sent us some pictures, so we're going to look at them at the beginning, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I'll just say Dylan.
Okay.
sorry, Jill. Happy Christmas.
Right, but you stand there and this isn't because you're a minister,
right?
You're a friend.
Oh, right, so that's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
And you, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oh, it is. Well, yesterday was incredibly busy. Oh, there's lots of people coming. That's lovely. Yeah, I would have thought so. Good. Back to go and find CK. We got packed. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas! Oh yes, because it's not. Yeah, we don't take anything down. Yeah, lovely. So, yeah, could you let people know we won't take anything down because it's before 12th night, right? Yes. Oh yes, we'll have that. We'll have that. Thank you. Happy Christmas. And you're reading, Roger, is that right?
Yeah.
Lovely, thank you. Well, I'll say when. Yes. Happy Christmas. Good to see you.
And you?
Good. Yes, well, I was at a different church, three different churches yesterday, so... Oh, not off, yeah. That's right, yes, that's right. So we'll see how that goes. Shall we pray? I'm just getting off.
You got it. It's a special time of year.
be with all who come to us. Some that we see throughout the world, others for whom Christmas, they feel to be more than you are. May everybody who comes to the day, every week, busy times of what this year, moment when we can actually just look back and reflect and get strength to go forward with us. But with all our hearts not able to enjoy Christmas, for the reason, all the reason, sadness, what we do, we have so much sorrow for us to be here. We are blessed for it. May we give them the touch of the cause of what we've forgotten on the sheet for Christmas time. And may we think about this as a very specific and do good work.
Yes, I've seen that. Thank you. I don't know if there's anybody particular for the baby.
Can I take the baby up when I go and do the notice?
Well, I think it's quite nice to bring up during the first hymn as a bit of a procession sort of thing, sort of, if you know what I mean. Make it a bit sort of special. Happy Christmas! No, please don't do that. Happy Christmas! We're a bit early, still 5 minutes anyway, isn't there? Still 5 minutes anyway. Of course it is, yes.
Although they will be up, they won't want to get
dressed. That's right, and come out. No, I understand that for sure. Happy Christmas! I'm fine. Yeah, Chris is there. In the horns. Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Yeah, Braille. Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! That tires, yes. Sally's niece might do the baby. That's not very technical. But it'd be during the first hymn. I'll say when, if she wants to do it. Yeah, if she wants to. That's it. Yes, she usually brings some good presents to show, but it may not be as you say. Actually, we've got a good crowd for this time in the morning. Sure. Yeah. A few more minutes. Oh no, it's for anybody, it's just a nice moment, isn't it? Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. My turn. 27th. 27th, so that's... Well, let's just wait a few. It's probably a couple of minutes, so it's. Well, it just makes people look late when they're not actually late, doesn't it, if you start early, and then they don't hear it, so. Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Good morning and welcome. Ros is going to do Happy Christmas, so I'm just the prelude to what the service is. Just to say, our collection over Christmas for our two charities are the Macclesfield Silk Fund and Food Fund, and also the Mercy Ships. And Margaret explained to me yesterday, and I wasn't aware of it, that the Mercy Ships charity have been offered by their sponsor, that the sponsor will double any donations that the charity, the Mercy Ships, receive by the 31st of December. So whatever we give on our joint split will also be included in the doubling up for the charity. So that's really nice to know, Margaret. Thank you very much indeed. We are offering coffee afterwards for anybody that hasn't got to Rushhaven and would like to stay for a brief cup of coffee. Just feel free. There won't be any charge for it, but we have got the cups out just in case anybody feels like a... No breakfast, but no balm cakes, I'm sorry. Just coffee. So after that, we'd like to start our service now, Ros. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judith, and Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Well done, everybody, getting here this so early. But it's wonderful that we can be together and worship God on this very special day. And we're going to begin by our candle liturgy, lighting our Advent candle and also our peace candle.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We read from the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and the earth, peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they seen him, they spread the word concerning that had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed, and what the shepherds said to them, that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who, like the shepherds, have already responded to the promptings of your Spirit and have offered the services in the work of this church. We pray that as our revival process proceeds in the few weeks, that we all respond as the shepherds did and go into our community with a joyful message of your presence here with us. Amen.
Thank you, and Judith has just lit our peace candle that we have been lighting right through Advent, thinking about all of the places in the world where there is war and difficulties and strife. And also, we have a sort of connection, in a way, through Anne. Where's Anne? Anne Batterton, and her great-grandson, Dylan, because in 1986, the scouting movement started lighting a candle from the flame that is lit in the Church of the Nativity where Jesus was born. So some scouts from Austria go each year and light a candle from that candle in Bethlehem, and then take that back to Austria where other representatives of scouting meet and are given light from that same light. Eventually, the one that was coming to Britain arrived in Derbyshire and then made its way to Liverpool, which is where Dylan received that light and took it to the Isle of Man. So, as we're thinking about light in the darkness and the light of the world born in Bethlehem, we have that connection with the light brought all the way from that place. During our first hymn in a moment, which is Come and Join the Celebration, a good one for jigging and clapping. I'm sure it's not too early for jigging and clapping, is it? And also, I think baby Jesus may arrive in the crib during that time. So please stand or sit as you're most comfortable as we sing our first carol together.
To Bethlehem.
And we come to our prayers, our opening prayers. Let us pray together. Let us draw near the manger that is filled with love and bring the gift of our own love as we pay homage to the Saviour child. Anthems of joy ring out this day of Christmas celebration. Our voices swell the heavenly realms in wondrous eternal adoration. The light of the world shines in humble earthly surroundings. On this special day we shout, Jesus is born. And a prayer of confession. Trees, decorations, turkey, mince pies, parties, presents. We are sorry, Lord, if these have been our only focus. Star, joy, manger, Jesus, King, Emmanuel, these are what we celebrate today. Forgive us, Jesus, when we push you to one side and put things of the world first. May you always be our focus. Amen. And a prayer of the assurance of forgiveness. Jesus was sent to save the world, to save you and to save me. He came to walk a path from crib to cross, a perfect sacrifice gifted from God above. Through this we know that our sins are forgiven. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. We thank you for the work of the Mercy Ships and the Silk Life Food Bank in Macclesfield. We thank you for the opportunity to give to these causes. We pray that you will strengthen those who work for them. And we pray that the gifts that we have given will bring blessings to those who receive them. And with those monetary gifts, we offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. Amen. And now Roger will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning.
The Gospel reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of a natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Thank you, Roger. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are then, Christmas morning. Our Advent waiting is over. Christmas has come. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Christmas is all about beginnings. The beginning of the Gospel of John that we've just heard is very like the beginning of the book of Genesis. John verse 1 starts with, in the beginning. And in Genesis, we're told that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then we're told that God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters, and there was. God spoke God's world into existence through his word. And in the first chapter of John, again, as we've heard, we're told that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So in the beginning was the Word is really the same as saying in the beginning was God. And God became flesh and lived among us in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. However many times we hear that, it's always an astonishing statement, isn't it? As incomprehensible as it may seem, the cosmic, eternal Christ, the pre-existing God of the universe, is also a flesh and blood person who was born to a particular woman in a particular town in a particular time, and who grew from being the baby in the manger to being a young man who then died a painful physical death. God in Jesus. The God who said, let there be light, and who confirmed that the light was good, is the same God who was born in Jesus in a manger. That is truly mind-blowing, astonishing. However many times we hear it, however much we may believe and order our lives around that truth, it remains astonishing, doesn't it? For the wonder of Christmas is that when God becomes flesh, human history is changed forever. The relationship between God and humankind is altered forever. So Christmas is a time for new beginnings. How couldn't it be? What will you and I do after the trees are taken down in a few days' time? What will we do after the last of the turkey leftovers or the ham have been eaten, or the sprouts in my case? Will we go back to life as normal, or will something be different? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. How will celebrating this fact this Christmas change you, give you a new beginning? God is here with us, Emmanuel. It must make a difference, mustn't it? J.B. Phillips told a little parable that goes something like this. Once upon a time, a very young angel was being shown the glories of God's universe by a more experienced angel. He saw many spectacular things, whirling planets, blazing suns, magnificent comets. Then the older angel pointed out a rather insignificant-looking blue-green sphere turning rather slowly on its axis. The young angel was decidedly underwhelmed But the senior angel drew all his attention to this small celestial body. That, he declared, is the visited planet. The visited planet? You don't mean visited by... Indeed, I do. God has visited that planet. God took on human form and went down to that place and lived there as one of them. The thought was almost incomprehensible to the little angel, but the older one persisted. And so they went back in time and watched the planet from its beginnings. From time to time, they saw flashes of light appear on the planet's surface. The older angel explained that every glow of light was a time when God's knowledge and wisdom broke through. The earth went on circling around the sun until there appeared a light so intense that both angels hid their eyes. And then it was over in an instant. The little angel knew instinctively that this was the visit that they had just witnessed. Why did it last such a short time? He asked. The older angel responded, most people failed to recognize him for who he was. They preferred their own darkness to his light. In the end, they killed him. But he conquered death. He rose again and appeared to many people before he returned to heaven. The angels continued to watch. They observed that now, instead of the darkness, tiny points of light spread out across the face of the earth, causing a rosy glow. You see what is happening? The one angel said to the other. The bright glow is all the people who believe. They continue to tell others about God's visit. The glow continues to spread as God is born anew in each person's life. Has God been born anew in your life this Christmas? We live in a world filled with such darkness. Misery and despair surround us and sometimes threaten to pull us under. But Christ comes to us in the midst of that, in the messiness of life, one with us, always. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the light of the world, let us carry that light and spread it wherever we can this Christmas and every day. For the light has come into the world, and the darkness has not and will not ever overcome it. Amen. And we sing together, Born in the Night.
Truth of our life, Mary's child, you tell us God is good.
So this is the time in our service that we ask if anybody has brought presents that they may like to show us. But I think first we'll have parade of the Christmas jumpers. I've seen some wonderful Christmas jumpers as people have been coming in. So if you're wearing a Christmas jumper, would you like to come out and stand at the front? And that includes John, who's hiding at the back there. Here we go, Christmas jumpers. Well done. Well done. Brilliant. Give them a clap. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. And so, has anybody brought a present? I know it's early to open presents, but has anybody brought a present to show? Oh, wonderful. I hoped when I saw you coming in, I hoped you'd brought a present. You always bring good presents to show us, don't you? Do you want to stand by the microphone there? Yes, and tell people about it.
This is a fidget thing. It's quite satisfying to play with.
Right.
I don't even know what it's called. It's
probably a fidget thing's a good description, isn't it? And did you get that this morning?
Yes.
Wonderful.
In my stocking.
In your stocking. And you're enjoying it. Brilliant. Thank you for showing us. I think we could all do with one of those, actually. Do you still do your magic tricks? You still into magic? Ish. Ish. Because you sometimes show us magic tricks. Sorry? You've only mastered one. Well, the day is young. Anybody else who's brought a Christmas? Oh, come on then. Are you okay to come up here? I can come to you. Would it be better if I come to you? Turn around. Oops.
I never know what I'm going to get from my daughter-in-law. Over the years, I've had 3 dressing gowns. And what was the other thing she keeps sending me? I thought she sent a parcel this time, which we could actually open, instead of it being opened for us on the way. She's not very good at getting good wrapping paper. So I was intrigued this morning to open this present, and I'm still trying to get my mind round what it is meant to be. It's called Hot Hands, hand warmers. And apparently it's powder in here that I have to put on my hands to make them warm. So, dear, I've got hot hands.
Too much information, I think, there, actually. Thank you. Thank you. To be honest, as you were bringing them out, I thought it looked like Haribo. I thought you were going to really be bouncing around there. Anybody else? Yes, Mandy?
We haven't opened any presents yet. We don't move very quickly in the morning. But one of our presents has opened for us. Michael, the Ren and Sky, made us up a big basket. Well, I don't know what else is in it, but I was told to fish in the middle of it straight away and pull it out because it's growing. So I did, and I watered it, and this very morning...
Oh, right. Lovely. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you. Anybody else? Judith?
Mine hasn't grown yet. I like things in bottles, not milk, other things in bottles. They can drink. They can't be natural.
Okay. So I'm glad you haven't brought that to church. Yeah.
It's not approved, is it really? But it's all right in my house. Okay. Right.
We'll speak later.
You can't convert me, I'm sorry. But my people give me gardening things. A friend's given me a truck, but my grandson gave me some a bottle. And also this as well, which is a cucumber, cure melon. And I've got to try and grow it. It's like
little cucumbers that are melons as well. Now, I have a friend who tried this last year, I remember, and didn't have a great deal of success. So I suspect there could be a slight challenge involved in this.
Right.
So, yes, so mine haven't come out yet, but when I do plant them in spring, who knows? And you could well be having free vegetables at the front of the gym.
That sounds good. You'll have to bring them and show us when they grow. Anybody else? Well, like most of you, I didn't have time to open any presents this morning, so I just grabbed one from under the tree. Let me see what it says. To Roz, with lots of love from Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Oh, special. Whoa. What do you... Oh, there's pictures of him, aren't there? Look. So what do you think Rudolph might have given a minister on Christmas morning? What do you think may be in this box?
Carrots.
Okay, carrots. I like veg. Okay, could be carrots. Thank you.
Sugar lumps.
Sugar lumps could be.
Grass seed.
Grass seed. Actually, it doesn't rattle, come to think of it. It's not rattling. Okay, I will. Let me see what it is. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What else? What else would any self-respecting minister or person want as a gift on Christmas Day? Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Rudolph. I'll keep that on. Thank you, everybody, for sharing your different gifts. And I hope that you do have a lovely day the rest of the time as you open your presents. And I do hope each of you will receive a scarf like this. And then you will know yourselves truly blessed. We could, but there's only one scarf allowed, so... Okay, now we come to our prayers of intercession. And there is an image that you may wish to keep in mind while we pray together. It's this image that has been in the news recently, the nativity scene depicted in the rubble in Bethlehem today, reminding us that Jesus was born into a troubled world. He is born afresh, anew, into a troubled world. God with us, the light shining, the light that can never be overcome. So let us hold each other and the world in our prayers. Firstly, a prayer of praise and thanksgiving. We praise you, Father God, for the most precious gift we will ever receive, not wrapped in fancy paper and tied with bows, but wrapped in swaddling clothes. The radiance of your glory surrounded the shepherds, filling them with fear and awe. But then the Messiah's birth was announced, and fear turned to joy. Our joyful hearts give thanks and praise for the light of your love and hope, sent to herald a new dawn on this sinful world. We praise you, Jesus, and rejoice in your birth. Our thankfulness knows no bounds for your willingness to come down and journey from cradle to cross before returning to your throne, leaving your Holy Spirit with us. We praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May your love, joy, and peace reign today and every day. Amen. And our prayers of intercession. To the words, God of goodness, would you respond, hear us and be with us. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the demands, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas without someone they love. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the delights, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas alone. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the celebration, we pray for those who are facing conflicts. And particularly today, we hold before you the Holy Land. We also remember Ukraine, Sudan, communities in conflict through drug wars and gang wars, for conflicts within families and communities. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the time at tables, we pray for those who are hungry. And we pray that you will help us, Lord, to share the blessings that we have. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Like Mary and Joseph travelling to Bethlehem, be with us as we journey from place to place this Christmas. And as we journey in our hearts towards you. Like the stable that became a place of warmth and safety, be with us as we enjoy the warmth of others' company and as we open our hearts to you. Like the shepherds who responded with joy and excitement, be with us in all the excitement of Christmas and fill our hearts with excitement for you. Like the baby in the manger, bring hope to all. Encourage us to look for hope this Christmas and every day, and help us to bring hope and light to others. Amen. And we pray for the coming of God's kingdom in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we sing our final carol together for this service. You will excuse me if I rush off at the end. I'd love to stay and have a cup of tea and chat with everybody and let you try on my scarf even, possibly. But they're waiting for me at Presbury, so I will have to rush off. But I do hope that you all have a really wonderful day together. We sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful. We leave hearing the song of the angels. We leave feeling the love of the mother. We leave seeing the excitement of the shepherds. We leave knowing Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. And let's bless each other with the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please do sit. I've got to pick up all my papers.